you guys did a really good job against the Eagles' run game in the last meeting. That's been kind of their bread and butter. What's the secret to that?
I think we just played well. We read our keys pretty well. I think, obviously everyone knows how talented McCoy and Vic are. And, so I think that's just was a focus for us coming into the ball game. Obviously we didn't do well enough on the passing attack. That kind of throws us a little bit. So, this type of offense, man, you kind of got to, pick and choose your battles. And in that game up here, we kind of put all our, everything in the basket to stop and run. That was something we were dedicated to doing.
Hey, Justin, there was a noticeable difference, especially with the stats, after Mike left the game and Nick came in terms of you guys stopping the running game. Was that a coincidence, or was the zone less effective when Nick's in the game?
Well, I think it's less effective, obviously, because he's not a quarterback that can run a 4-3 or 4-4 like Vic is. And, Coles isn't, he's not going to look to run as much. And they did some other things to kind of, get their points and get their yardage with Nick in the game. So, you worked all week to prepare for a Vic, and you get that change up, and it kind of throws you for a loop for a little while. And we just didn't do a good job of adjusting to, what Foles presented, what obstacles Foles presented.
With that said, are you guys expecting Vic to be the quarterback? And if so, I mean, do you think he'd be limited? I mean, how does that change your preparation at all?
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, we expect Vic to be the starting quarterback. I think he announced that earlier this week. And, for us, man, we just got to go out there and do whatever the game plan is, make sure we execute it. This offense is the type of offense that has the big plays when, defenses aren't on the same page. So I think that's the biggest thing coming into a game against, this type of offense.
Justin, you guys did a very good job the other night stopping Adrian Peterson. Is this the same type of job stopping Shady McCoy?
They're two different backs, two different schemes, too. But like I said, man, one thing we have been able to do is kind of play well against good running backs that we faced this year. And hopefully that will be something we can continue. Obviously, we know Philly is going to try to come out and establish the run game and get Shady to running, east and west, not east and west, but north and south. And, like I said, he's one of the more dangerous backs in the league, and it's going to be hard to duplicate what we was able to do up here, but, that's going to be one of our goals.
Justin, how do you feel like you guys did against the tempo the first time around, and how much easier do you expect that to be now that you faced it once?
I thought we did a pretty good job. It's tough for them to get in that tempo when you don't get, big plays. And we didn't really allow them to have a lot of big plays, especially early in the football game. So that kind of kept the tempo at a manageable rate. If we're able to do that again, then I think we'll have some success. But when they get the rolling is when they get big plays and they can kind of get the defense to scramble a little bit.
Hey, Justin, you've seen Mike Vick in a lot of different situations over the years, coming off injury, coming off being benched, different things like that. What's it like in a week preparing for Michael Vick, and how has that changed throughout the years?
I think it's very tough just because you rarely have a scout team quarterback that can simulate the things that you're going to see on Sunday. But with Vick, obviously, we all know that he's very tough. He's been, I think one of the reasons why he's had so many injuries is because he's a tough guy that's going to try to get that extra yard and try to do the extra thing to help his football team win. And, sometimes that has backfired against him. But, we expect him to come out and be the Mike Vick of old. And I know he always enjoys playing us and, vice versa. So, he's just got to have a good week of preparation. And, hopefully we can get another good look out of our scout team this week to kind of simulate what we're going to see.
Justin, how big was the win for you guys? I mean, do you kind of look at it like, even despite your start, you're only like three games out in the NFC East?
I think you have to. Everything around here has been as positive as it can be considering, the hole we've dug ourselves. But, we understand it's a long season. And it's sure enough, if we lost six in a row, we know we could go on a winning streak of six. So, for us, man, it's just, taking one week at a time and making sure that, we're practicing and earning the right to win football games. And I think, we can dig ourselves out of this hole. I don't think anybody's holding their heads down, but we understand, you know, how tough it's going to be, though.
In that last game, Linval was down. Beeson was not on the team yet. With those two guys in the lineup, how much different is your defense?
You know, obviously everyone knows how important the middle of our defense is for us, and Linval has done a great job for us ever since we drafted him here. So he's going to be a huge plus, and Beeson has brought that, you know, that attacking, that kind of, you know, general on the field mentality that I thought we had missed a little bit, and he's really elevated our linebacker play. I think he's really, not only him personally, but the guys around him have really rallied around him, and, you know, I think he's been a huge pickup for us.
You've played in probably every NFL stadium or close to it. Is the link, how does the link rate to come here and play against the Eagles in terms of the crowd and everything else? Because this team has lost 9 straight games there.
Yeah. For me, man, it's different, I guess, because as a defensive player, you like playing in loud stadiums. So I think, you know, for me, playing in the link is fun. You know, the reputation of the Philly fans and how they're gonna give you everything they got. And so, I, you know, for me, I love playing down there. I love playing in front of rowdy crowds. And obviously, you know, the link is one of the best ones when it comes to that.